Item 11, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report on a proposal to create a mobile beer garden. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Beer is one of my favorite subjects. Ms. Schlesinger, Ms. Carter, which of you would like to proceed? Ms. Carter.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, in early April, we submitted an RFP for a mobile beer garden. The intent of this RFP was that a vendor would provide a trailer, the products, the glassware, the decor, and the tables to accommodate a mobile beer garden in 6 locations during the summer. We would be in each of the locations for approximately 2 weeks. The Parks Department would operate the beer garden. We would provide the employees, we would manage the beer garden, and we would plan the itinerary. During the RFP process, we selected Sprecher. We thought they had a great reputation. Their financial proposal was excellent. Essentially, we will not be paying them for anything other than their product. And because it's a Sprecher-produced product, there's no distributor, so there will be no middleman. They had some great creative ideas for the beer garden. They would like to provide us with tasting flights for their beer and possibly their sodas as well. For their trailer, they've proposed using an old-fashioned fire truck, which we think is a great creative idea. And they use some green packaging for some of their products, which appealed to us also. So we're very excited about this idea. We're still working out the itinerary, but we hope to have a final itinerary soon.
Questions on the movable feast? Supervisor Alexander, then Supervisor Haas.
Move approval on the tasting. curious on which parks it says approximately 6 parks. Or they've been identified?
They haven't been identified yet. We've identified some of the factors that we're looking for: ADA accessibility, accessibility to utilities, obviously restrooms. We're hoping for disbursement in terms of location. I think that later this week our Assistant Director of Business and Recreation is going to be looking at various locations along with someone from our office for accessibility and someone from Sprecher.
I just visited the Sprecher restaurant at the mall the other day, new restaurant. I was very impressed by it, so sounds good. Question on long-term purpose. Is the aim of this RFP and this contract to have this be a recurring type of a service every year, or is this perhaps exploratory in nature where you're trying to figure out other parks that a beer garden might be suitable? I didn't know if this was kind of interim or a long-term plan.
Director Dargle?
Supervisor Chairman, I think it's a combination of both. Right now, the agreement with Sprecher would be a one-year agreement as far as the mobile beer garden. Or potentially looking at sites that may be successful in the future. It's an opportunity to bring people into the parks and really bring them to areas that perhaps they haven't been to. That we hope to locate them in areas that, again, we're not getting very much attendance or reservations. So it is an opportunity to bring people to the park, but to look at both options as far as a recurring mobile beer garden and or a permanent one.
Thank you. And whose responsibility is marketing if we go forward with this? Would that be the county or Sprecher?
It would be a combination of both. We agreed to both marketing and communication.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Earlier was mentioned there will be staff in attendance at the portable beer garden. Will that be county staff? Or Sprecher staff?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, it will be county staff.
Would this take away from the existing concession staff? Or would it be repurposed? Would it be added to? I'm curious how it would affect our headcount, if it would.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, we are looking to hire some seasonals to staff this.
Money earned from the portable beer garden would go straight to Parks Department, is that correct? Or where would that money go to?
It is back to the general fund of the county.
Okay. So having the portable beer garden would not result in a direct, say, contribution or improvements to the park that it goes into then?
That's correct. It goes back into our revenue expectations that we've been directed to generate revenues for the county.
Unless, of course, an enterprising supervisor decided to segregate those funds for park purposes.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. or if an enterprising supervisor were able to obtain a donation for a specific park, but anyway. So, because it's a portable beer garden, it would be at many parks, then there wouldn't be a dedication to, obviously, one location. So the infrastructure would not necessarily be improved as a result of this. That's fair. That's very good. Okay. And, do you have an ETA estimated time of arrival for this? Is it something that needs construction? Is it ready to go?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I believe it's June 4th.
So it could be in a park on June 4th or very shortly thereafter?
We're hoping so, yes.
Okay. Very good. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am going to be the wet blanket. In lieu of the wonderful world that we live in under Act 14, does not matter what this county board says because this contract can go through without our approval. But I would like to say that I think that we are on a slippery slope, and I think there's more risk versus reward. And the way that we are going with our parks I understand the whole revenue thing. I mean, you got church festivals that make their money on beers and all that kind of stuff. But I think that this is very, very dangerous that we're going to continue to do this kind of stuff. And quite frankly, I see more risk than I see reward.
Is there anything further, Supervisor Grinch? the chair would like to note that the selection of my favorite brand by the Parks Department is purely coincidental. that item is, in fact, informational. If there is questions, Supervisor Taylor.
As Supervisor Borkowski knows, I have a park-like backyard. I'm more than willing to have between 1 to 6 locations. Just offer it up.
Are there any other questions?
You can stay at your house.
Supervisor Rainey. Oh, I'm sorry.
What will be the hours of operation for the mobile beer garden?
I believe we're still working on those, Mr. Chairman, supervisors.
Okay. I look forward to learning more about this initiative. Thank you.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the reference to Act 14, I'm assuming that this is about the question of whether or not we have to approve this or not. I guess that question for Corp Counsel. I'm under the impression, and while I'm not expecting this to be a problem, these old beer gardens, if they were, nothing prevents us from creating a policy limiting or restricting the future beer gardens, correct?
Ms. Grady, do you have offer us counsel on that?
Mr. Chairman, I guess the direct answer to that question is yes. The hard thing to answer is when you've crossed the line from policy to administration, but yes, you can certainly set policies for the Parks Department.
Well, the state, in their wisdom, has muddled that question beyond belief. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A similar question has come up in my mind as well. You know, say there is a beer garden that goes into a permanent beer garden that goes into a park, and after year one, it turns out to be unwelcome. It turns out to not have been a good thing, which personally I would find surprising, as the two beer gardens that we do have been extraordinarily successful with absolutely no security incidents and great improvements coming in year two to the parks. However, I think Mr. Grady has elucidated upon what will be the answer to my question. So let's say, yeah, we think it's going to be great. Oh, my God, it turns out to be a disaster. Then the board, Mr. Grady, I believe we could set a policy then saying, no, this shall not happen here. Would that be correct? Even if, say, let me answer that, Mr. Grady. Let's say an establishment gains a liquor license from the city of Milwaukee, which would be required if you're in the city of Milwaukee. And then the board sets a policy saying there shall be no beer gardens here. Would that preclude then the beer garden from operating in that location?
Mr. Chairman, just first a caveat. In this situation, the county is owning the liquor license, not
right.
The record, is my understanding.
Correct. Okay, that's true.
So we don't have that particular issue. But I think the direct answer to your question is yes. The county board could pass an ordinance, for example, that says the Parks Department shall not operate beer gardens as part of its function. And I think that's probably a policy question you could weigh in on.
Right.
Now, we'd have to look at existing contracts and termination clauses and things like that. But
okay. Good. Thank you, Mr. Grady. To be clear, I would... Whoever proposes that would have quite a fight on their hands, trying to say we can't have beer gardens. But Mr. Dargle can rest assured, I'm not personally interested in that fight. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Ms. Schlesser?
Chairman, supervisors, it's a very good question you bring up, and the Parks Department has a vested interest to see these things succeed, which is why oftentimes we'll do a one-year vendor permit to see how it works. We don't immediately jump into long-term because just for that reason. So, again, this is a one-year proposal, and we'll see how it goes.
Further questions by committee members? This item is informational, no need of action. And thank you much for your contributions this morning. We'll move on to item number 12.